Give it all that you can. Get your feet in the clips fast. Use your arms. Get down. Breathe deeply. Pull on that bike. Give it 100%. Are you ready? On your mark. Get set. Go.
I thought I was in shape.
Hey, you are in good shape, LeVar. A couple pointers will help you in the next race, though. Start in a much smaller chain ring. That'll help you get going a little faster. Also, put your feet in a little bit faster, too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Shannon.
Sure.
Here, LeVar.
Well, thanks. It's one of my favorite fables, the tortoise and the hare. You know? That's just how I feel. Like the poor old tortoise puffing away in the background while the hare sprints ahead for a sure win. But you can't judge a book by its cover.
The tortoise.
And the hare. An Aesop fable. Adapted and illustrated by Janet Stevens. Read by Gilda Radner. Once upon a time, there was a tortoise and a hare. Tortoise was friendly and quiet. He did everything slowly. Hare was flashy and rude. He did everything quickly. Hare liked to tease Tortoise about being so slow. When Tortoise ate breakfast, Hare said, "By the time you finish your last bite, it'll be dinner time." When Tortoise worked in his garden, Hare said, "By the time you pick those spring flowers, it'll be winter." One afternoon, Hare followed Tortoise to the store. Hare teased him on the way. "By the time you get there, the store will be closed," he said. "You're so slow. I could beat you at a race hopping backwards on one paw."
"But I could never beat you, Hare," said Tortoise.
"Yes, you could.
Come on.
We believe in you.
You can do it,
said Tortoise's friends. "All you need is a little help."
"Then you will race me, Tortoise?" asked Hare.
Tortoise pulled his head into his shell.
"I don't want to."
"You've got to," said his friends. "You've put up with that nasty hare long enough. We think you can win."
Tortoise didn't want to disappoint his friends, so he finally agreed to race against Hare. Tortoise only had 2.5 weeks to get in shape before the big race. Rooster helped him out at the gym. Raccoon cooked him healthy meals.
Delicious.
Frog went jogging with him every morning.
day of the race, Tortoise was ready.
Animals from all over the county came to watch the tortoise and the hare. Rooster read aloud the rules and described the course.
Attention, everyone! The race will begin when I sound this gong. The 6-mile course is marked by red flags. The first one to reach the finish line wins. Runners, take your mark. Get set.
Hare bolted out of sight before Tortoise had taken his first step. The crowd roared and cheered as Tortoise inched forward.
Hare was so far ahead that he decided to stop at Bear's house for something cool to drink. Hare rested and sipped lemonade. Bear noticed something moving outside the window.
Hare, there goes Tortoise.
What? Yelled Hare, running out the door. Hare passed Tortoise for the second time. Then, he decided to stop at Mouse's house for a snack. As Hare munched on crackers and cheese, Mouse yelled,
Is that Tortoise I see out the window?
I'm not worried about that slowpoke, said Hare. I've passed him twice already.
Then he finished his snack and hopped out the door. Hare passed Tortoise for a third time. Now he was far ahead. He saw a pond and decided to stop and rest.
The snacks had made him sleepy.
Hare was so sure that he would win, he took a nap in the soft grass. As he closed his eyes, he dreamed of victory. Suddenly, Hare woke up because the crowd was cheering.
Tortoise was 2 steps away from the finish line.
Slow down, you bow-legged reptile!
Screamed Hare as he tried to catch up.
But it was too late. Tortoise crossed the line just before the tornado of dust and fur that was Hare flew by.
Tortoise had won the race!
Hare couldn't believe it.
That measly shell on legs had beaten him.
Tortoise smiled as his friends carried him on their shoulders. He had learned an important lesson.
Hard work and perseverance bring reward.
And steady wins the race. Hard work and perseverance bring reward. Boy, this is hard work.
Hey, LeVar, come on, don't give up now. Keep trying.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Stop and smell the flowers along the way. Relax, LeVar. No, I think I can do it.
L-E-V-A-R, pedal that bike and you'll go far. Yay, LeVar.
Oh, come on, LeVar. By the time you get up that hill, they'll be crossing the finish line. Take it easy.
No, I'm not giving up now. I may not win, but I'll feel like a winner if I work hard and do the best that I can.
Right.
Have you ever tried really hard at something?
When I first started to swim, I was scared to put my head underwater, and I couldn't swim good. All I'd do is walk around in the water. And then one day, my dad told me he was going to teach me how to swim. And so what he did to me is he picked me up and he threw me in the water. And then a few days later, I just started swimming good.
Once I tried to climb a tree 15 feet high, and I finally did it.
I tried to do the laundry, and when I'd done the laundry, all the soap came onto the floor.
I've been working real hard on my baseball swing, watch.
My brother and I fight sometimes, but I try to get along by saying I'm sorry.
We had to do this crossword puzzle, and I got stuck on 19 down, and I couldn't figure it out.
I've been training for an Oahu wide track meet, and I've been training real hard, and I'm gonna do real well.
You've given all that you got. You think you can win it, but win it or not, you keep going, pushing as hard as you can. You're feeling the energy flow. You've been training so hard, now it's not to show, cause it's going even better than you planned. When you reach and above the sky, no dream can seem too high. You take each falling stride until you can fly. You know you're really in it to win, but if you don't win, you're still a winner, just cause you're trying, trying as hard as you can.
Really got to get in shape for the big race. Got to remember, hard work and perseverance bring reward. LeVar, sit down. You deserve a break.
Come on, LeVar, don't give up. Get up!
Making it through an obstacle course takes muscle power and willpower, because the key to success starts right here.
Karate is a Japanese word meaning empty hands. It's an art of self-defense that uses no weapons. The karate school is called a dojo, and it is a place of great respect. Students and teachers bow when entering the dojo to show that they come with an open mind to do their best.
Everybody together. Line up! Bow! Okay, make sure you keep your body straight. Your body reflects to your mind. Your mind reflects back to your body. So if you can control your body to sit up straight, and now you can control your mind.
The Japanese word for teacher is sensei. And in this class, when Sensei Howard speaks, everyone listens.
Everybody ready?
The opening ceremony is very impressive. The dojo precepts, or rules, are recited by all the students.
Purpose of Seiza. Sent by Akira.
Worthiness, harmonious, the mind and body.
Holiness, mind and body.
Purpose of JIKC training.
The precepts are important.
We emphasize them a lot. So therefore, we speak very clearly and very forcefully so that they can see the value of what we're saying.
Dojo precepts. Us! Christopher!
Follow the principles of propriety and courtesy. Us!
Follow the principles of propriety and courtesy.
Cultivate the spirit of effort. Us!
Cultivate the spirit of effort.
Respect the mind of patience. Us! Live the way of truth. Us!
Live the way of truth.
Do not lose self-control or act in a violent manner. Us!
Today, in karate, students do not try to hurt their partners. They concentrate on the perfection of their movements.
When you're learning karate, you're using your body a lot. If you don't concentrate, if your mind cannot focus on what you're doing, then you're not going to be able to do the technique well. Each technique has to be very split-second timing to build up effectiveness, to build up its potential power.
Most people don't realize that studying karate means working with your mind and body together to improve yourself with discipline and practice.
Basic exercises are what gives us a foundation for doing everything else. And it gives us also a foundation as far as our mental development. Kata is a set sequence of blocking and punching and kicking movements where a person is imagining someone is attacking them. So it's like an imaginary fight. Because those movements are always the same, they never change, you have to now build up an imaginary opponent. Concentration in kata is so that each movement you try to do the best you can, to improve it the best you can. Process of getting along with someone. Sparring is where you have an actual partner, where you're practicing together and you're learning how to work with each other. Rather than learn karate to fight someone, we learn karate to fight our own weaknesses. You won't really get in a fight every day, but every day when you decide to do the easy way instead of the right way, then you're becoming a loser. And when you decide to do it the right way, then you're becoming a winner. The easiest thing to learn about karate is to develop a spirit to try hard, a spirit not to give up. Karate teaches this from the body and the mind together.
Crank extractor. Crescent wrench. Pedal spanner. Third hand. Fourth hand?
What's the matter, Robert? Aren't two hands enough?
Well, see, it's really very simple. I need the third hand to attach the braking cable to the yoke, the pedal spanner to detach the pedal from the crank arm, and the crank extractor to extract the crank arm from the bottom bracket axle.
Oh, I see. It's all a part of getting your bike in shape, right?
Right.
But when it's time to get my mind in shape, I just turn to a tome, a treatise, a monograph, or an Enchiridion.
What do you mean?
Reading material. There's nothing like reading when it's time for a little mental exercise. And if you like The Tortoise and the Hare, then here are some others you might enjoy. But you don't have to take my highfalutin phraseology for it.
Hello. My name is Mary Beth. I'm just doing some exercises to keep in shape. Can you do them? Well, here's a book that can show you how. It's called Albert the Running Bear's Exercise Book. It's about two bears, Albert and Violet. Albert needs to get into shape. They make a deal that Albert will do his exercises and Violet will show him how. The book has lots of pictures of exercises in it. Knee bumps, rock and roll, super stretch, and runner's reach. I really like this book. It's a great book to keep in shape with. Even adults should read it so they could keep in shape too.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm Nick Ramza here, and I like books about animals and funny books very, very much. I just read a book called Hooray for Snail by John Stadler. I thought Hooray for Snail was a very good book. I enjoyed it. You know, ordinarily, you don't find snails on baseball teams because they're sort of slow, you know? Well, this snail is the batter, and he gets up to bat, and he wallops that ball right to the moon, and it goes, and it hits the pyramids. And all that time, he's trying to get around the bases just once. I think Hooray for Snail is a terrific book. I would advise you to go to your public library and pick it up. This book showed me it doesn't matter if you're 2 inches tall. You can do anything you put your mind to, and that's a fact.
Hi, guys and dolls. My name is Misty Jones, and I'm here to tell you about an exciting contest which can prove that men can do almost anything that women can do. It's an exciting book called Sam Johnson and the Blue Ribbon Quilt. The most important people in the book are Sam Johnson and his wife, Sarah. One day, Sam saw a hole in a pig's pen. He took some of Sarah's scrap pieces and mended together while she was out of town. Then he said, this looks pretty neat. I think I should join Sarah's quilting club. Well, the women say there's no room for a man to be bumbling things up. And then the contest begins. By the end of the contest, the quilt looks a little different than anyone planned. I think you should read this book because if you learn to work together, you might get something a little different than you planned.
Okay, welcome everyone to the first annual Rainbow Mini Classic. Okay, we expect you all to follow the rules that you've been given. I expect you to stay to the right of the center line. Don't try and face onto opposing traffic. We want you to obey the laws. If a policeman is to tell you anything, stop you for a signal. You are to obey that policeman. Expect this to be a fair race. We want you to do your best. Timers, are you ready?
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Whew. What a race. I feel great. You know, I never thought I would do so well. I did. You know, winning isn't everything. It isn't even the only thing. Winning means different things to different people. And it can mean as much to the last person across the finish line as the first. Maybe more. For me, winning meant overcoming the person inside of me that wanted to give up.
That's me.
Yeah. And you know, I feel like a winner because I made myself keep on keeping on and turned in my very own personal best.
With a little help from your friends?
We'll both always be here.
We'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Tortoise and the Hare, adapted and illustrated by Janet Stevens, published by Holiday House. Albert the Running Bear's Exercise Book by Barbara Eisenberg and Marjorie Jaffe, published by Clarion Books, Tickner and Fields, a Houghton Mifflin company. Hooray for Snail by John Stadler, published by Thomas Y. Crowell, Jr. Books. Sam Johnson and the Blue Ribbon Quilt, by Lisa Campbell Ernst, published by Lothrop, Lee, and Shepherd Books.